Hi, I'm John David Miller. This is YesWise Insights, supported by Natural Health Enterprises, my business for many years, at reallywell.com with natural health information and many outstanding specialty items, flaxfood.com with the best flax in the world and other superfoods, and waterus.com where we have USA-made water purifiers. Today the topic is preparing for survival. Major disruption of everyday life is highly likely. Do you know how unprepared most of the population is for a real emergency? Storing food, water, and healthcare supplies for such an emergency is crucial. How well do you know your neighbors? Do you help each other? You are undoubtedly aware of serious natural disasters caused by storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, extreme temperatures, wildfires, volcanoes, earthquakes, and tidal waves, also called tsunamis. And these occur in locations all around the world. You've certainly heard of COVID, SARS, and Ebola. These outbreaks of the last several years have disrupted the lives of millions of people around the world. Within just the last few years, a huge number of homes and businesses in the USA have been damaged and/or without power for an extended time, and crops damaged from high winds, tornadoes, massive floods, snow, freezing, ice storms, wildfires, drought, and so on, have ravaged many areas. Millions have found themselves suddenly without power, and many without food, some for weeks. In Russia, back in 2010, drought and fires ruined the season's crops, forcing them to curtail wheat exports. Well, now wheat exports are curtailed again with the war in Ukraine, the sanctions, and fuel and fertilizer shortages. These have caused seriously reduced global food stocks. In the winter of 2011, millions of dollars worth of vegetable and citrus crops in Florida were ruined by record freezing temperatures. In the last few years, flooding of the Mississippi and Missouri rivers has wiped out many acres of crops in the central USA. A volcanic event can generate a cloud of ash in the atmosphere that blocks the sun, as happening now in the southern hemisphere. A cold growing season produces far less crops, and the ash cloud could last for more than one season. Ash from a volcanic eruption in Iceland interrupted European air travel for more than a week several years ago. The ongoing rash of earthquakes and volcanic activities around the world suggests that more are coming. There's a great likelihood of a major new earthquake or a volcanic eruption at any time at a number of locations. Much of the population of California are very used to minor earthquakes that rumble in the depths frequently along the San Andreas Fault. The Cascadia Zone, farther north along the west coast off Oregon and Washington, is expected to have a much more devastating event any time. The New Madrid Fault, emanating from the Mississippi River Basin, could produce a destructive earthquake that eliminates much fertile cropland. One or more major disturbances of nature could cause serious food shortages. Food stocks are drastically low in most areas of the world. Even in the USA, grocery stores and the average household have only enough food on hand to last a few days if the supply chain were interrupted. Meanwhile, the major disruption in the economy back in 2008 and 2009 was a forewarning of a much worse economic collapse to come, and perhaps a deeper depression of unknown length. Some experts say that this financial collapse or reset internationally is already underway, that will spark a global economic and social crisis. Further, despite the previous fizzle of superflu viruses that authorities warned about for several years, a global pandemic emergency has now been demonstrated with COVID, and a new one may be developing again. The devastating effects on lives around the world from masks, distancing, lockdowns, quarantines, and shots would exacerbate the economic and social crisis. It is crucial for people to understand that no matter how our lifestyle has been for many years, major changes can occur rapidly, even suddenly. Every household needs to be prepared for disturbances in the normal avenues of distribution of food, water, electricity, and other necessities. The amount of food stocked in local grocery stores could be gone in a day or two as people realize that supplies may not be replenished. What if natural disasters caused roads to be blocked or destroyed so delivery trucks could not get through? What if all communications and power were knocked out for days, weeks, or months by a storm, a large solar ejection, or an electromagnetic pulse, an EMP, generated by an enemy? If your refrigerator, water, lights, and heating system were not working, and you could not get cash from a bank branch or an ATM, and no stores or restaurants were open, what would you do for food, water, and fuel after a few days? What would others do in your community? This is not presented to generate fear. It is about the importance of being prepared. Disaster scenarios have already happened on a large scale in Louisiana, Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, Alabama, California, Missouri, and other central states, and to a lesser degree in many other areas. In recent years, FEMA has conducted several of the largest disaster drills ever organized, mostly in the New Madrid Fault Zone around the Mississippi. But earthquake experts think a major one is likely soon. Federal and state emergency services are woefully inadequate and may barely function in a situation such as a loss of all electrical power. Food storage and stored water are at the top of the list of preparedness. It is wise to keep enough of these on hand for at least several weeks for everyone in your household. Some of those who have already prepared for such emergencies have enough supplies for 6 months, a year, or more. It is important to make plans to have necessities on hand for an emergency. So let's look at a partial list here of essential survival items. Nourishing, ready-to-eat foods, things that can be stored in dry form or without refrigeration as much as possible. Pure water, very important. Matches and candles, ways of heating, perhaps isopropyl alcohol and some extra rolls of toilet paper. You could make a rocket stove with a metal can or metal bowl and have something to burn, you know, a wad of toilet paper with some alcohol on it to heat water and cook something. Flashlights, batteries, blankets, coats, and clothing. Tools to do things and fix things and make things. And fuel in your vehicle. If you want to get away, some people will. Alternative heating, a wood stove, kerosene heater, propane heater. Alternative transportation, like a bicycle or a scooter. Alternative power, a generator, wind generating equipment, solar equipment, something like that. Emergency radio with battery operated or hand cranked power. So these are all very important to take care of ourselves, to learn to work together and support each other in a time of crisis. More information is available at survivethechanges.com. And at yeswise.com, we have the YesWise Insights and our Better Minute, the Real World, our discussion and chat on Saturdays, where more resources, the alternative information archives and references, and YesWise Education Service with learning modules, all at yeswise.com. Northern Edge Superior Organic Flax Seed with no toxic metals, the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid, at flaxfood.com, where we also have our detox pack and a number of new restoration packs. Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Nutrition Smoothie Mix with 8000 ORAC units of antioxidants and 20 servings of fruits and vegetables in each scoop, organic turmeric powder, Aztec Secret Indian Healing Clay with pure bentonite for detoxification. These are found at reallywell.com and flaxfood.com. Graminex Flower Pollen Extract, Resistance Assistance with Lorea Clear and Vitamin O, and more information at reallywell.com, and of course our flow-through water and our RO water purifiers at waterus.com. Please visit YesWise for education of all kinds and the real world chat on Saturdays with the login information here. We'll do that on Zoom. Thank you for listening. Have a great day and be really well.